welcome to the latest in a series of Client Alert podcasts from Akin Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP. To download the complete text version, including full annotations as well as contact information for the partners who can best answer your questions, please visit us at akingump.com and select Publications from the left-hand menu.
Bankruptcy alert. Rule 2019 does not apply to steering groups. In another important decision for the distressed investment community, on February 4, 2010, Chief Judge Stephen Roslovich of the Bankruptcy Court for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania ruled in the Philadelphia newspaper's bankruptcy cases that the members of an ad hoc committee, referred to in this case as a steering group of lenders, are not required to comply with the disclosure requirements of Bankruptcy Rule 2019. Judge Roslovich's written ruling on the applicability of Rule 2019 to ad hoc committees comes on the heels of last month's favorable decision in Six Flags and constitutes a significant departure from recent decisions in Northwest Airlines Corporation and Washington Mutual. Bankruptcy Rule 2019 provides that every entity or committee representing more than one creditor must file a verified statement disclosing information about its claims, including, among other things, 1. The nature and amount of its claims and interests. 2. The date of acquisition of its claims or interests acquired in the year before filing of the bankruptcy cases. 3. The amount paid. And 4. Any subsequent sales of claims or interests. Historically, law firms representing ad hoc committees have complied with Rule 2019 by disclosing the names of the members of their group and the aggregate amount of claims held by such members. However, recent decisions in the Northwest Airlines Corporation and Washington Mutual cases require the members of ad hoc committees to comply strictly with all of Rule 2019's disclosure requirements and disclose individual holdings and specific trading information. In the Philadelphia newspapers cases, Akin Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP, on behalf of steering groups of lenders, filed periodic statements pursuant to Rule 2019 that disclose the names of the members of the steering group and the aggregate holdings of the members of the steering group. The debtors filed a motion to compel each of the members of the steering group to disclose A. the amount of its respective claims, B. the date such claims were acquired, C. the amount paid therefor, and D. the dates and circumstances of any subsequent disposition thereof. Finding persuasive the reasoning in Six Flags, Judge Roslovich adopted the same approach taken in the case and held that, based on its plain language, Rule 2019 does not apply to steering groups because the ordinary meaning of committee denotes a subset of a larger group authorized by the larger group to act on its behalf. On the same day that Judge Roslovich issued this ruling, the debtors filed a notice of appeal to the District Court for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. The debtors' appeal follows the appeals that have been filed in the District Court of Delaware in both Six Flags and Washington Mutual. While these diametrically opposed decisions wind their way through the appellate process, the Advisory Committee on Bankruptcy Rules continues to consider proposed amendments to clarify the scope and applicability of the disclosure requirements of Rule 2019. On February 5th, the Advisory Committee held a public hearing at which Akin Gump Financial Restructuring Partner Abid Qureshi testified.
2010, Akin Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP. All rights reserved. This document is distributed for informational use only. It does not constitute legal advice and should not be used as such. IRS Circular 230 Notice Requirement. This communication is not given in the form of a covered opinion, within the meaning of Circular 230 issued by the United States Secretary of the Treasury. Thus, we are required to inform you that you cannot rely upon any tax advice contained in this communication for the purpose of avoiding United States federal tax penalties. In addition, any tax advice contained in this communication may not be used to promote, market, or recommend a transaction to another party,